This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So last night in the NFL, apparently the field was so bad, the Packers and Raiders played a game up in Canada. The field was so bad they had played on an 80-yard field. That's how bad the field was. And a couple of guys got hurt. And, you know, Matt LaFleur and John Gruden both said, the field was fine. No, it wasn't. It sucked. But not sure that the field caused those injuries. But they kept, for the most part, kept their starters out. The Packers did. And the Raiders didn't use Derek Carr or Antonio Brown. Cam Newton got hurt last night. Ankle. Left ankle was messed up. So I don't know where Cam is. I mean, they pick up Will Greer's not ready. Will Greer's not even close to ready. He's probably
he's the fourth.
Their fourth guy.
Kyle Allen is the backup.
Yeah, which is saying something.
Yeah, Kyle Allen is the backup, and they say three is. I can't remember who the third guy. Somebody with former experience. That's a rough situation. That could turn really bad for them right now, because Cam's coming off a year where he was injured, and then, you know, he hurts the foot. He's got it in a walking boot. We'll see how bad it is, but that's one of those teams right now that I don't have a good feeling about the Carolina Panthers, their direction as an organization at all. Cam's taken a lot of punishment since he came out in the league, and I think we're going to start to see Cam start to take a slide downwards, because he's just physically.
You can't take that beating in the NFL.
He's taking a beating, not just. They run him.
Yeah.
He's been a great goal line back, and he's been a great runner, and he's huge. He's a big guy.
Well, and last year, the injury really, since he came into the league, I heard this stat, he has led all quarterbacks in yards per reception. He throws the ball down the field. Last year, not so much. I mean, he was 30th last year. 30th.
So this is one of the reasons why I watched how Donovan McNabb kind of changed what he did as a quarterback. He ended up having some soft tissue groin stuff, and he was more prudent when he ran. You have Russell Wilson's always been smart with how he runs.
Deshaun, he's also a great better be slider. Smart.
That's the thing that Dallas game really made me nervous with Deshaun Watson. But
I think that was a wake up for him, because he changed.
I did too, but it's a. To me, it's a tenuous situation, because if Deshaun Watson doesn't run it when it needs to be run, then he's making himself easier to cover. Like, he's easier to defend if Deshaun Watson doesn't.
Well, why not do like Russell Wilson and
just learn to slide, and slide effectively?
And I mean, that there's an art to not getting hit.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson has it. RG3 didn't. And that's why RG3 was out of the league.
His was a nightmare. But yeah, I'm with you. You've got to learn how to slide effectively, and that's the. You know, that's the primary concern for Deshaun, is getting down when he needs to get down. But I don't want Deshaun to stop running. I just want him to do it when it really matters.
Yeah.
And I don't think there should be very many. You should have – I'm okay with zone read, because zone read is different. Zone read, the quarterback is reading a defender, and he's going to give the ball if the defender, you know, is keen on the quarterback, and he's going to pull it and run if that defender crashes down. So I don't have a problem with zone. I don't think zone read is all that dangerous for quarterbacks, because they are in control of when to slide and when not to slide.
Right.
So, but make no mistake, everyone wants to knock Deshaun Watson out of a game.
Oh,
so every time he has a ball in his hands, they're going to try to beat his brains.
Absolutely. So Daniel Jones looks. Now, here's the deal. It's not, and it's New York. Here's the deal, though, is the kid has played with all of the criticism. All the crap swirling around. The Baker Mayfield, the Giants fans that hated him. Dude has really, and in the New York spotlight, he has really, really stepped up. Now, it's against the second teamers, and he's with second teamers, and it's going to be a lot harder. Nobody's game planning, all of those things. But at the very least, while he's been in there, he's been good. Because if he was crappy, then you could say, well, he can't even do it against this. But he's doing it now. Against, you know, with listen, it's a lot easier now. and it'll be a lot tougher. But at least he's really excelling.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better than any of us thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was a second round. Well, so he was the most pro ready coming in. Haskins has had 1 year in the pros. Kyler Murray has had 1 year in the red zone, you know, in an air raid. Of all the guys, Drew Lock has all his talent, but makes a lot of mistakes with his from an accuracy and mechanic standpoint. And then the fourth quarterback, who was the fourth quarterback? Drew Lock.
Not Greer.
No, it wasn't Greer. There was another one.
Oh, Washington.
No.
Redskins.
Yeah, I said Haskins.
Oh, you said Haskins.
Haskins. Maybe Daniel Jones is my fourth quarter. Maybe it was four. But from understanding how to play football, like he'll fit in quick with knowing how to get through progressions and all that stuff. He learned how to do that. He's the most pro ready. The question is, when everything falls in place and people get a beat on him and all that, how will he be as a pro? I thought he was going to be more like a second rounder, but you know what? Him taking off right now and having some early success in preseason games, it's not a huge surprise because he is a smart guy who's been drilled by David Cutcliffe.
Yeah.
That guy is a pro maker. He's known for it. He's run a college and pro style passing game this year for Daniel Jones. So he's coming into the league with he had very good mechanics. Like everything about him has been good. I didn't know about his arm talent and I didn't know about his leadership qualities. And ultimately, when I'm defining what my grade is going to be on a quarterback, I want to know if you can lead, you know, if you can lead men to success in the postseason. We'll find out. People crapped on him. I felt bad for him because this slander of a player that most people had never even seen or studied. People talking about what an atrocity he was and the fact that he was drafted ahead of, you know, Dwayne Haskins should be punishable by death. Like, can y'all shut up?
No.
Can y'all just shut up and let these
guys
play?
Well, but I think you hit the nail on the head, and I don't know if you put it in your NFL report, but he does have an Eli face, too. He's got that kind of face thing.
I guarantee you the Giants partly drafted him because he reminds him of Eli.
Yeah, same. There's a picture of Eli. That same, that dumb Eli face.
You can call it dopey.
He's got a dopey face. There's no question. Nick Foles made his Jaguars debut, and it was up and down. He threw an interception. He also led him on a touchdown drive. Nick Foles makes the Jaguars scary. He does. I mean, that's week two. You're going to be playing the Jags. That's a much scarier. The Jags are going to be a scary team in the division this year.
I've been saying it. All they need is one quarterback.
You're a big Blake Bortles guy, though.
No, I'm an anti-Blake Bortles guy. But
did you see he shaved his head? He stopped fighting it?
No, Bortles did?
Bortles, yeah.
No, I didn't see. Bortles gave in already?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that. But for me, Jacksonville's a scary team because they were really good the year before. I expect Fournette to have his best year. If Nick, they've put more into the wide receiving core. They had Cam Robinson was hurt for much. Like they had injuries to their offensive line. Man, if everything they've put into and guys coming back and everything they put into the offense and if they're healthy, why wouldn't they be scary? I mean, defensively, they got talent. They just look like a bunch of quitters last year. I think they're front runners. If you step on them, they'll fold. If they get hot early, they could get rolling.
Yeah, man.
It's one of the reasons I think the Texans are potentially headed for 8-8 territory is because the Titans aren't going to be a layup, Jacksonville's not going to be a layup, and the Colts aren't going to be a layup. There's no layups in this
division. So you start at New Orleans, and then you come back here for Jacksonville. Then you
must win
at the Chargers. There is a chance you start 0-3 here. Again. Only it ain't going to be as easy. Well, Carolina's next back here at home.
I think the
Atlanta
Chargers
are here at home, at Kansas City, at Indy.
Hey, you know why the Chargers are scary? Mike Williams, Hunter.
Keenan Allen
and then Hunter Henry is back. He's healthy and he's back. With or without Melvin Gordon, I think they're fine at running. I think they're going to be fine. Austin Eckler's a good player to me. So
I was just thinking you can get Melvin Gordon late in your draft, now you might have to sit. That dude's got to come back.
I went through my first draft yesterday.
That dude's got to. He's throwing away $5 million if
he's draft. He's not. You're not going to get him late. He's drafted pretty early. Zeke's drafted pretty early, relatively early.
I don't know about Gordon. Gordon is really threatening to sit out the whole year.
Oh no, I just think people are going to believe he's coming back. That's why you're not going to get a good price on him, and those people are maybe going to pay for it.
Well, just like they paid for Le'Veon last year.
Yeah, because no one wanted to believe Le'Veon wasn't going to. Everyone hung on to Le'Veon Bell for all of eternity. No one wanted to cut him.
And he ramjacked you.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if that verb means fixing foundations, then yes, then that's what happened. Somebody got ramjacked. Once again, I think ramjacking something means fixing a foundation with a lifetime transferable warranty. So that's the way I use it as a verb. Is your house settling? Are the doors out of square? Do they stick or have a difficult time closing? Do you have cabinets separating from the wall? Do you have fireplace separation, interior wall separation at the ceiling or floor or the crown molding? Countertops out of level? That's a really bad one. If your countertops are out of level, you've got some sloping floors and you've got some major, major issues. And don't forget, continual slab movement can create plumbing leaks. And when you get plumbing leaks, those are major, major issues that are going to arise. Maybe some of your foundation issues are due to plumbing leaks that have happened and you know, soften the area below the house. I don't know. You don't know either. Why don't you get the experts over at Ramjack to come out and give you that evaluation? You don't want to trust the health of your home to the lowest bidder. Think about that and what it's going to cost you over the long run to install an inferior system, untrained crews, inferior systems, shortcuts, and unreliable warranties. That's a recipe for disaster. Why don't you go with the guys who have over four decades in the business doing it the right way? Don't do it twice. Do it right. Rely on the experts for Ramjack. 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Have them come out and take a look at your foundation and what's going on at ramjack.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So we will have a surprise guest in studio with us at 9 o'clock. We want you to stay tuned. Did you watch, how much of the Tour Championship did you watch yesterday?
Yeah, I unfortunately missed all of it.
You didn't watch any of it?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to see any of the Tour Championship because I was busy putting together some fantasy football ratings for our my draft against listeners yesterday.
Oh, well.
And I was on something, well, I was on something called, it was a Sports Insights Betting Labs where you can go and take all these different factors and try to create your own system. Like, all right, when a home team is favored by anywhere between 3 and 7 points in a division game, you know, those rules like yeah. that. And it's got a database of results. And so you can find, like, if you keep going and working and manipulating it, you can find your own systems. I was completely.
How about coming off of road games? To me, that's an awfully important. First of all, did you play on the road against a team with a winning record? Mm-hmm. That would be cool. Where did you get this?
It's in it's from Sports Insights. It costs $49 for 4 days and it's $249 a month. But they have picks, they have all kinds of stuff, but I just wanted to check this out. So here's one that I made that
What did you find?
It's a 71% winner.
Oh,
27-11-1. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me look at it. And I had to mess around to get this. Here it is. When the opposing team's win percentage, well, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Oh, no, I didn't come up with that one. That was somebody else's. Week 6. Let me see. Road trips with line moves, time to win.
Mm. This is an interesting website.
Here's one that I had that's 64% winner. 32-18. Is that decent?
Yeah.
Okay, and let me see if I got one that's.
But you got to do it every time.
Yes, you got to. You're looking. I was looking for.
What are teams that are playing back-to-back road games?
I'll find it. I can go look this up. I mean, I can go look it up.
And you
can
change winning teams.
Yeah, I'll go look it up. Here's one I called Time to Win. And for NFL spread games, where the results...
So this will alert you when this game is being played?
Yes, when you create your own, and it will tell you when one is being...
That's a neat website.
So here's one that says... when the opening spread is between anywhere from minus 8, meaning you're an 8-point favorite, to a 6-point underdog. So it covers quite a bit. And the team is the home team, and the opposing team's spread win percentage is between 45 and 80%, and the team's ATS streak is minus 5 or minus 4 games. In other words, if you've lost 4 in a row or 5 in a row against a spread, and then you know the line is anywhere between laying 8 to getting 6, or the other team's spread record is basically 50% to 80%, their own spread record, then that record is 32-18. So you can really do a lot. This is one I didn't – this is a 71% winner. I didn't come up with this one. Somebody else did. It said when the opposing team's winning percentage is really anything and the team is the home team and the team is the favorite and the team's win percentage is between 25 and 50%. So not great. And the week number – or round is it's the sixth. So in week 6, in a regular season game, when the home team's when the favorite team, the home team is the favorite, and their winning percentage is just 25% to 50%, for some reason they've covered 27 out of 38 times. It's 27-11. It's a 71% winning percentage dating back to 2012. So they do things like that. Tell me during the break, I'll come up with yours. What did you want here? You wanted teams coming off of what?
Back-to-back road games.
So coming something off of back-to-back road games?
No. Well, or, no. That second game of back-to-back games.
Previous game was on the road.
Yeah, second straight game on the road. Playing the against a winning team. Playing against a winning team.
In the NFL.
In the NFL. In the NFL, yeah. Yeah, back-to-back road games. And how about... What about short weeks too? I mean, have you put short weeks in Thursday games or
no? It's got that it's available.
Yeah,
it's available. You can do all that stuff.
I'll do it. Yeah, break and what man to me that under over. You know, how are they scoring points on short weeks? Especially, well, I don't think how much are you playing now? I don't think you're playing on the road anymore after you've been on the road on Sunday. I don't think you're playing on the road on Thursday.
They're smarter about it.
Yeah, they're smarter about it.
They're smarter about it. They don't usually screw that up anymore.
All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. What's that website, by the way?
That's on sportsinsights.com.
Sports Insights.
You know where I got it? When yesterday you were talking about betting labs or whatever?
Yeah.
That's where I got it from. Whenever you're talking about the point... You know, the Houston Astros, the unbelievable getting beat twice and 400-plus favorites or whatever.
Yeah. Sportsbettinglab.com or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Here's one, bet against the public. And this is an NFL one that was created by the pros. If the closing total is 50 or under, if the spread percentage is between 0 to 50%, and that has to do with how money is being bet, when the public is basically betting. And the spread range is between 5.5 to 14 points, and the game is played during the postseason.
What?
So this is, I don't know. It'll just find it for
you. On a Tuesday, and it's raining.
I just know they're 28 and it's 28 and 12.
28 and 12 is pretty good.
This is 28 and 12.
Get any advantage you possibly can.
This is bet against the public. This is only a 61% winner. I say only. You know, that's pretty good.
All right. When we come back, let's get back to our Astros, okay? When we come back. But in the meantime, are you watching all of your games at home in urine? Don't. That's ridiculous, okay?
So you're going to tell me how to stop peeing it on myself?
No, you're going to.
What are you going to tell me here? What's
how
this?
How to clean your carpets because someone urinated.
Could have been a testosterone commercial.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'd stop the urine first. That needs to stop, right? Don't you turn the water off?
Right.
You wipe it up?
Well, no, here's the deal.
You've painted quite the picture, my friend.
Well, listen, it might not be your urine. Maybe it's your dog's urine.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I don't know. Or maybe it's your wife. I don't know. I don't know whose urine it is. But stop, okay? Because Oops will clean that up. This is what they do. They clean up urine. Now, they clean up other stuff, too. bathroom, tile, kitchen. Hopefully you don't have any urine in your kitchen. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how you live, what kind of squalor you live in. I have no idea. Air ducts, hopefully you don't have any urine in your air ducts. I don't know. But your drapes, your dryer vent, you know. And here's the deal is if you do have, let's say, beer, wine, coffee stains, this is what Oops does every single day. They bring their hot steam. They kick it up to 250 degrees. That'll kill fungus. That'll kill germs. It gets rid of everything. And the people that are doing this, because you're working with 250-degree water, you got to be trained. Background screen professionals. They're employees, not contractors. So you know what? Oops says, you know what? We want someone who's responsible being in your home. And that's in your home. You want that as well. So it's not some slappy off the street that's coming in your home. It's a guy who's been screened and background checked. That's what's happening at your house. OopsSteam.com. Don't live in urine anymore. OopsSteam.com. 281-822-0561. Tell them you heard it right here.
75.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lamont. Nick Foles, man, if the Jaguars win 8 games, I'll wash both of your vehicles. Done. Okay. Done. Dude, the Jags, okay, they got a talent. They got a lot of talent over there.
They were just in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
They were a mess last year.
And Nick Foles.
And in large part because Leonard Fournette and Blake Bortles.
And Cam Robinson was out. Yeah. Fournette was a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Blake
Fournette
was
terrible. Listen, this is a big year for Fournette.
Yeah.
This is a big year because he ain't getting paid unless he performs. So, dude has got to show up, not have an attitude. He's got to play his ass off. So, that's a dangerous team. Hell, oh, by the way, the first time, but if you look at Bill O'Brien's starts, okay, last year they were 0-3. They lost to the Giants at home last year in the beginning of the season. That's a real possibility that team can come in here and win a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't respect Nick Foles, a dude who's the Super Bowl MVP. Okay, all right. They upgraded considerably from Blake Bortles. Considerably, that's a dangerous team right there.
I'm not a big like. I don't really think that he's anything great.
No, but he's an upgrade over Blake Bortles.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if he's a game manager who doesn't make mistakes and who can get first downs and who can push teams down the field for field goals even, that's a big, big deal, especially if they show up defensively this year because they do have talent. They do have talent on defense. So Jacksonville is a scary team. They fell apart last year, but it's not like they don't have talent. They have plenty of talent in Jacksonville, but I just question their heart, and I question their football character. And, you know, guys like Jalen Ramsey are great players, but not great for the team. So they can go either way. But I would definitely not write them. I wouldn't be making car washing bets. Well, I guess of all the bets, probably that's one of the safer ones.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Who are you more afraid of?
I ain't washing your car if they don't. I'm
telling
you,
more afraid
I never
of
said that.
Jacksonville or
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
I think that they're probably almost the same team.
Tyler?
Who
Jacksonville
you got?
Or Tennessee?
I feel like Jacksonville.
I guess. Don't forget the Texans lost to Blaine Gabbert last year in Tennessee. Blaine Gabbert and two backup tackles. They lost that football game. I don't know. I'll tell you what, Doug Marrone is fighting for his job.
That's what it looks like.
Absolutely. Does he not look like Fred Fowler? Is he not like Fred Fowler's, like, honest to God, look at him.
Yeah. No, he's got some Fred Fowler.
That's
yeah.
Fred Fowler.
Yeah, he's got some Fred Fowler.
When Fred's playing poker with his glasses on.
Mm-hmm. He's got some of that.
Absolutely.
I think I've got a healthy respect for everyone in the division. I honestly don't know how it's going. I'm not just writing the Colts in like everyone else.
I am.
I'm just not. I mean, right now, especially with Andrew Luck, not...
Well,
not where he needs to be right now. I mean, let's just not act like he's had ankle issues his entire, for much of his career, dating back to college. Why is that not considered a big deal right now?
You always think that an ankle issue is going to be get better, right? You always, but
this has been bothering
him
since the spring. That's why I'm saying I don't take this lightly. Because if he's not playing, Jacoby Brissett is pretty good, but if he's not playing, they're not winning a division.
Oh, hell no. But don't forget, they started 1-5 last year. If they sit him out the first couple of weeks, I ain't scared of the Colts being able to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you're not making the playoffs off of 1-5 very often, ever.
No.
Historically, it almost never happens.
Or 0-3, like the Texans.
That was the outlier, yeah.
Yeah. No, those seasons were both outliers.
Yeah.
And yet, they both went on, and the Colts went on, you know.
And that spoke to the conference, the division not being very good. The division is improved. The division has risen from the bottom. I don't know what the top looks like, but the bottom is going to be much higher. And the top may be very high. The top may be very high depending on what the Colts do from a pass rushing standpoint and a secondary standpoint. The Texans, I'm not going to keep saying the same thing. I mean, I guess I will. Will Fuller will determine how explosive you will be offensively. Your entire explosiveness rests on the fragile body of Will Fuller, and then you have to have Jadeveon Clowney come back, be in shape, be an effective rusher. JJ needs to have a season like last year, and Whitney needs to continue to show signs that he might be coming back a little bit as a pass rusher. You need all that, and Bradley Roby needs to play well, and somebody's going to have to surprise in the secondary. I feel like that's just a lot of ifs on the Texans side defensively right now. That's what it feels like to me if I'm handicapping the division. It's just too many ifs with the Texans.
Yeah, and especially the injury thing. So more injury news for your Astros yesterday. They took care of business. Gerrit Cole was just unbelievable. I don't know how he's going to go about this postseason starting. It's obviously Verlander, number one. Cole's ERA is now 2.75 after a wonderful, a beautiful start yesterday. After having some time off, getting that hamstring right, he's down to 2.75 earned run average. His whip now is 0.95 under one. Batting average against just 195. I honestly, now he's got 238 strikeouts against 40 walks. 238 against 40, he's 6-1. Right now, strikeout to walk.
Mm.
Almost 6-1 right there.
I think he's passed. You think he's surpassed? Has he surpassed Verlander?
I really don't know who I would vote for Cy Young right now. Honestly think that he, but because of Verlander's name, now Verlander's given up 33 homers and that's been, and he's now lost, well, they've lost a couple of games. He hasn't lost them, but they've lost a couple of games. In his last couple of starts, and he's down to 15-5. Let's not forget where he started this year. Gerrit Cole. I mean, holy crap. He started off so slow, and look at where he is. At one point, Gerrit Cole was 1-4.
God, he started 1-4?
1-4, and he's 15-5.
That's unbelievable. He was 1-4.
So he has not lost a game since May 22nd.
What?
He hasn't lost since May 22nd. He was 4-5 on May 22nd.
Great. When the Texans did that, everyone said it doesn't matter. Now when Gerrit Cole said, does it, it matters. It mattered with the Texans. It mattered.
Remember
when they didn't lose for 3 months? And look what they ended up doing. Winning another division championship. Yeah. Congratulations.
So,
banner.
What's your rotation? Who you're starting?
You're going to bite on that at
Verlander
all?
Verlander going, well, no, I'm not biting that. I'm totally ignoring.
Tyler, you see how it tries to fish you in?
The one that got away.
Very disciplined.
You see my discipline?
Yeah, very disciplined.
Very disciplined.
So who's your, okay, what's your postseason rotation right now?
John's favorite games are What's Your Bullpen, which is a game show
that's a hard one to play.
It's not sweeping the nation.
What does it matter what your bullpen is when Verlander, Cole, and Greinke are your starters?
What do you mean, what does it matter?
What does it matter?
What does it matter? Those guys don't go complete games.
Oh, you didn't see Verlander the other night?
That's the first time of the year. And? Don't tell me how many.
Do you see how he's trending?
How many games has he gotten to the eighth inning? You're going to need two innings of bullpen work for sure. Every time out, you need to be ready for two.
You can't trust any guy in the Astros bullpen for two games, is what you're saying.
For two innings? No.
You can't trust one guy.
No.
Brad Peacock.
No, quit saying Brad Peacock. Why? When did we start trusting Brad Peacock?
Because I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's exactly why. Like, you don't trust Josh James.
Josh James.
Like, well, Josh James hasn't pitched for a while either.
No. Brad Peacock came in the other day, and by the way, got the win.
You know who you trust the most right now? Guys who haven't pitched.
Yes.
I've noticed that that's kind of how it is.
That's exactly how it is. Sean wants to talk about the Astros. What do you say, Sean? You hit the wrong one there, Tyler. Cito.
Hello?
Hey, Sean.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about watching that game last night. Gerrit Cole just looked like he was on a mission. That dude looked pissed off on the mound. I mean, that heater was hot. For our rotation, Verlander is basically what Clemens' wife used to call him. He's a horse. That man's going to come in every day prepared. And I'm just excited about the playoffs. I'm ready to get the playoffs going because August sucks for us, and I'm tired of watching August Astros baseball. So it's obviously Verlander as the horse, pissed off Cole, trying to let everybody know that he's Cy Young. He wants to win that Cy Young too. So, and then Greinke's our passive-aggressive pitcher, of course. But I'll just hang up and listen, fellas.
What I'm finding out from people is Greinke is kind of a weird dude. I mean, I don't.
The passive
and I don't mean that
thing,
in a...
No, he's got a well-earned reputation. What are you going to say, Tyler?
Well, whenever he got traded, there was either writer super fan of... They just found all these crazy quotes from Greinke. Like, there was one team meeting where he stood up, like, just straight face. He was like, guys... sometimes I notice that some of y'all go number two and you don't wash your hands, and that really needs to stop. And then just sat down and like he was serious about
right.
it. He
looked at his. There was another guy sitting there with him in the dugout, and he came in and Greinke had a bad outing in spring or something, and he comes in and he goes, man, if I keep pitching like this, I'm going to be bad like you were last year. I'm going to be really horrible like you were. The guy was like, what the hell?
That is hilarious.
he just says what, I guess, whatever he thinks. And so, I mean, that's just,
That's just Zach being Zach.
And I'm fine with it. Just say whatever you think, Zach. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing that. 703-780-3776. We'll have someone in studio, a surprise guest in studio, going to join us here in about 15 minutes on ESPN 97.
Surprise guest in studio?
In studio guest, yeah.
It's Raheel.
Raheel's going to be here.
Is that the surprise guest?
No, he's not the surprise guest.
Oh, okay.
Is Raheel bringing somebody in?
Raheel is going to be here. But you know what? There's no insurance that he actually will show up at that time, is there?
No. Boy, it feels like a TGS. Yep, I was right. He segued it. There is no insurance he'll be there. What insurance do we have that Raheel will be here? There is no insurance. However, there is insurance for your home, and that's from TGS Insurance. They are the ones who, what they do for you is they find, they've got a variety of A-rated home insurers, and they take your address, they run it through their system, and the system very quickly will create, it's kind of a standard system. I think you'd be surprised at how simple it is when it comes to just they take a look at what your property value is and how big it is, and then that's how they are able to create your homeowner's insurance. Now, if you want to tighten it up with flood coverage, or if you want to add, you know, additional coverage for any reason whatsoever, they can do that for you as well. But what you get with TGS is a very quick look at what your homeowner's insurance could be versus what you're paying now. You may have a great rate right now and it won't matter, but there's also a really good chance that they'll save you money. The average customer saves almost $900 annually with TGS insurance. And this is how easy it is. Text MONEY to 232323. That's MONEY. Text MONEY to 232323. And they will have a firm quote back in your text string right there. You'll just hear bleep. and you'll check and you'll see whether or not they can start saving you money. It's that simple. TGS Insurance, text money to
232233. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, Jose De Jesus Ortiz, who we haven't heard from in a while, used to be, he's covering the team, and he tweets out that, for the record, the Astros are adamant that Justin Verlander did not ask the team to bar the Detroit Free Press reporter. This decision to delay entry to the clubhouse was made by the club, not Verlander. This guy, Death by Shatner, I don't know why you would have that as your Twitter handle. Whatever the penalty the Cardinals got for hacking the Astros a couple of years back, that's the penalty the Astros should get for this BS. They should get prison?
Hacking a system.
They should be sent to prison? Gene Diaz is going to prison?
Literally trade secrets versus one rider. Okay, so what did the Astros vehemently say, according to Jose De Jesus?
That they did, that Verlander did not ask the team to bar that reporter. So for those of you that don't know, the other night Verlander pitched. He was great. Gave up two home runs. They lost the game. But apparently he has beef with a Detroit Free Press writer. And allegedly, he asked, told the Astros, if he's in the post-game press conference, I'm not talking to anybody. Well, the dude was told he can't come in because then nobody would get any quotes from Verlander.
So whose call was that to not? Here's what Verlander tweeted. This is what Verlander said. I declined to speak with the Free Press rep last night because of his unethical behavior in the past. I reached out to the Free Press multiple times before the game to notify them why and to give them an opportunity to have someone else there. Ironically, they didn't answer. Although I tried to avoid the situation altogether, I've still reached out to them multiple times today with no response. They're still not interested in my side of the story. Okay. Now, the editor said, bull crap, you didn't call me one single time. I'd be more than happy to talk to you. Stop, you know, you need to reach out to us right now. Here I am right now. And now what Verlander says technically is not that he wasn't going to talk to him. The difference is he's banned.
Well, here's the
difference.
After the press conference where the dude was banned, couldn't come in, apparently he went up to Verlander's locker afterwards, and Verlander said, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. So he was banned from the press conference, apparently. And then he went to Verlander, and Verlander said, I'm not talking to you. So that might be what he's referring to there. But the Astros are saying Verlander did not tell them that the dude couldn't come in. They made that decision on their own. I've reached out to Gene Diaz to see if he wants to come on to talk about it. I doubt he will.
You know that that's
there
a no-no.
Will be some repercussions
be
from Major
fine.
League Baseball.
Major League Baseball already said, no, that's no good. You can't ban a guy from coming in to cover. You right. can't. They know. The Astros know that. Right. They're going to get fined for this.
Right.
They're going to get fined.
Verlander should have probably just handled it like Russell Westbrook handled it. Next question. Anytime the dude asks a question, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Remember when Arian Foster got in trouble for not speaking?
Yeah.
Can we actually get an answer as to like what the unethical stuff was?
No, we have not heard.
We've not heard.
I want to know what that was.
Right.
Before I kind of make really any judgment on it.
Well, listen, Verlander's got beef with the dude, right? None of this is probably the way. Well, it's certainly not the way that Major League Baseball wants it handled. You got beef with a guy, then either you work it out or you don't talk to him. You don't give him any quotes.
Like even in the Yahoo article written about this whole situation, like it feels like they're kind of biased against Verlander too, because they said that he had whatever fragile ego that got hurt by this guy. Like saying that Justin Verlander has a fragile ego may not also be good for you either, like for your reporters.
Well, no. But you know what? Every news outlet is against this Because
they're all journalists.
Well, right. Well, they're all, yeah, because you limit access to one, and then you can start limiting it. Because if you don't like a dude, you can limit access to him. It's not the way to handle it. It's just not. And well, every news outlet is going to be against what the Astros and Verlander did.
Yeah, because I understand where fans would be like, yeah, I'm for the player here. The problem is, if one guy has, if a guy is a bait, it's one thing if somebody has written something about, you know, something personally or personally attacked you. If you don't like the fact that a guy wrote that you were disingenuous when you left Detroit or whatever the case may be, you know, that's also covered under, the free speech of a journalist, but you don't have to like
right.
it.
Right. We don't know if it had anything to do with his wife. We don't know what it had to do with.
I don't know what it is.
But Verlander's got beef with him. Now, it's not the way to handle it. And I know a lot of people are out there who gives a rat's ass about, you know, you guys and your, listen, hate us, whatever it is, there's a conduit. You're not speaking to every baseball player. The only way you get information is through the news outlets. That's how you get it. So while we're evil, we're a necessary evil. We are, make no mistake, we are evil.
This is what he said. You're talking about the media members?
Media, yeah. We're stupid and we're evil.
Some are evil.
Well, like some Dell? Like Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's evil. We all know this. He's got a dark heart.
Right. No one's debating that, but Verlander didn't keep
Dell out
of there.
Doesn't it seem a lot cheerier in here with Tyler?
It does. Here's the Astros official statement. Reporter Anthony Finch was delayed temporarily from entering the Astros clubhouse following last night's game. This course of action was taken after taking into consideration the past history between Finch and one of our players, Justin Verlander. Verlander's legitimate concerns about past interactions with Finch, so they're legitimizing it here in the statement, and the best interests of the other media members working the game.
No one would have, Verlander wouldn't talk.
That's what they're telling you right there. That's kind of self-incriminating. We chose to prioritize these factors when making this decision. Finch was allowed access to the clubhouse shortly after other media members and had opportunity to approach Verlander or any player he needed. We believe that our course of action in this isolated case was appropriate. I don't think Major League Baseball is going to
Major League Baseball will disagree. But you know what? That's on them. You know what's on Jeff Aronoff? Is a guy who has worked with and continues to work with the University of Houston. And he has done their baseball for Todd Whitting over there. He has done some extensive work for their baseball program. And listen, how important it is to have a wonderful facility that looks and is impressive when you bring ball players through. This is one of the reasons I want to come here, because of your facilities. And Jeff Aronoff is a guy who did that work for them to make it look spectacular. And that's what Jeff Aronoff does. Be it your house, be it your business, be whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff will make it look spectacular. Marble, a tile, granite, stone, all of these things make your place look spectacular. And if you're somebody that is looking to improve wherever it is that you are, whatever it is that you need to improve, then you need to call Jeff Aronoff and let him come and make your place look outstanding. He does it every single day. So you're looking to make your place outstanding, 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite, 713-880-2822. Tell them you heard it right here and get 20% off from ESPN 97.5.